This is Adrian. I'm in the studio today with Jacobo Sisoko and Musa Diabate from his band Sia. They'll be performing tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater from 10:30 to 11:45 as part of Lotus Festival. We're so excited to have you both here today. Thank you again so much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. So let's go ahead and get started with a piece of music.
Yeah, sure.
Sisoko here for part of our Lotus Live on WFHB series, performing tonight at the Buskirk Chumley at 10:30 with his band Sia. Thank you again so much. Can you tell us a little bit about that piece?
Oh, thank you so much. And the piece is simply telling people who we are, what we are doing. We are Jelly. Peacemaker. Back home, they call us in French griot, and in English, it's a living history books. So our job is just to bring people together, make peace through music, and tell them who they are. So that's our main role in the Mandeng society back home, but we want to do everywhere, doesn't matter, in the world, because we want peace around the world. We want people to stay as one, because we are all the same. It doesn't matter how the look you have, where you come from, which language you speak, we are all human. So that's our thing. So this piece is about that.
Beautiful. And you're from Mali originally, now based in New York.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about your background as a Djeli, because there's a lot of tradition there. There's a long line that you come from. If you could tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, because I come from a very long line of Djeli. My entire family is Djeli. For like long time, and I'm around 70 generation of a kora player Djeli in my family. So I was raised by my grandparents. They were very well-known Djeli back home. My grandmother Bintuba Diabate, my grandfather, who is my actually teacher, Samakun Tunkara, they raised me and they taught me everything. so about the Jali history, how to play kora, how to build your own instrument, everything in the family, as same as Musa too and his family. So Jali family, what we do, we, you're not allowed to go outside to learn Jali role. Whatever you decide to play, to do as a Jali, play kora, ngoni, or xylophone, you have to learn in the family, either from your father, your grandfather, or even brothers, but in the family.
Great. So you're carrying on this line, this lineage.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
So, but my also think my plan in becoming, as a Jali, I want also to do different things with the kora, because everybody plays the Jali song, traditional song, but my vision was, why everybody want to focus on one thing? I want to just do cultural exchange to travel the world. But in my head, I was totally, you know, praying to come to America. So that was when I was a teenager, because I learned the kora when I was 5. But focus, really focused when I was 9, and I, at the age of 13, I was qualified as a master from my grandfather. And I professionally started touring when I was 15 and became independent at the age of 15 financially until now. So I've been touring everywhere, thanks God, because of this instrument. But my vision to introduce this to jazz, Latin, classical, blues, since blues is even from Mali. So I'm working with so many artists in America and from any other places.
Yeah, I think I read that you, you've collaborated with Harry Belafonte,
yes, yeah,
Paul Simon, Lauryn Hill, and Derek Gripper, I believe, as well from South Africa.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm actually going on tour with him in 2 weeks in California.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And New York seems like it's probably a great place to do that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
New York really welcomed me well. And in 98, when, the year I moved totally to New York, I met so many great musicians, and also that led me straight to Carnegie Hall. And 2007, I started working with the Carnegie Hall with the educational program called Global Counter. That took and changed to Musical Explorer. So I'm still, now I'm one of a musical teacher with Carnegie Hall, so which is good. And
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I see you've done a lot of educational work.
Yeah.
And have you found that the reception has been very good? Have you been doing what you're hoping to accomplish?
Oh yes, definitely. Because it's something that I like, because education is the main thing in the world. We have to value that and support that. It's very important to me. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so we've got you in the studio today on the kora, the beautiful 21-string kora. And we've got Musa here on ngoni as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the full band that we'll be playing tonight at the Buskirk?
The full band is, I'm going to tell just what is here, but the full band is a 6 musicians. But we have a 5 here, which is even was a, like a talking drum came in unexpectedly, so it wasn't even a part of the program. But because we went to Albuquerque last weekend, so I was like, you know what, festival is always good to have something like a little louder in the band. So we have a talking drum, which is played by another Musa Traore, Musa Baba, and we have electric bass played by Coyote Kuti from Nigeria. And he's an Afrofusian too. The drum set player is Alaji Saho from Gambia. So we are 3 from Mali, Musa Jabate, myself, and Musa Traore. So that's what we have here for you. It was great last night, and I'm sure tonight will be even better.
Yeah, absolutely. What a wonderful international group of people. And how did you all come together as a group?
Well, those guys and I knew each other since back home. And I work with Musa's cousins and brothers for a long time. We didn't get the chance to even perform, but he performed with my older brother, who is also my student of kora. But they worked together back home, because in 1991, I moved completely out of Mali to move to Ivory Coast next door, because there's a 45 band called Koteba, the director of that band, came to sign contract with me and make me move to Ivory Coast from where I started the world touring, you know, so with the band, because he needed a young choral player who didn't have a family. You can travel without worrying about leaving your family back home. So that was really good. And my first tour was in America. I came to Black Festival in Atlanta, Georgia. That was amazing. That's a 90 in Africa away, and also here, and everything started. So that was something, and it gave me a lot of experience to, you know, express my own feeling and my knowledge, everything I learned from family, but to have my own creation and my music line.
That's wonderful. Yeah, and the Kora, I think also we've already talked a little bit about how much collaboration you've done, but it's so versatile in terms of fusing with other sounds and supporting other sounds and making its own sounds. And I'm curious about what our listeners should expect when they come to see you tonight at the Buskirk.
Well, it can be a little surprise, but you won't be disappointed, because we have so many different, you know, rhythms, like Afrobeat and some blues and some deeper traditional. But everything is around sending message. That's my music. Because I said, listen to a lot of great American musicians, like the country, pop musicians, and even reggae. Everybody's sing, they send message, because I don't want to do music without sending something, because everybody listen and you can learn from listening the music. So that's our power, for, you know, to tell people, the world, just to love, make a peace, and not to treat each other like somebody's nothing around you. We are all the same. That's my thing, and I'm standing there. And also, we have a new album coming out, which is talking about, I have a COVID-19 in New York, that song, of course, because that made us stay home, focus on music, writing a lot of music. And also, I have something about Black Lives Matter, so that's a part of the album. It's coming out soon. A lot of things.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I know you also have an album that's already out. I'm not sure if it's at the festival store, but it's certainly available online
there,
as well.
It's there. Great. Yeah, I brought it last night. It's in the store now, so everybody can go and get it. It's just a Kora solo, but it's very relaxing, you know, so.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you again so much. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Jacoba Sisoko. He's here with his band Sia at Lotus Festival. They'll be performing at the Buskirk Chemley Theater tonight at 10:30 to 11:45. They performed last night as well. Thank you again so much for being here in the WFHB studios. I think we have time for one more song. Can you tell us what you'll be playing for us next?
The next one is called Duau. So, you know, back home we believe in the blessing from our parent. And Duau is a blessing. Whatever you do, not only your parents, someone equal to your older brothers and sister, or like give up respect to ladies, women, because you come from mother, so they're women, you respect that. You don't notice that you're getting blessing from them until you get certain level. So I've been serving my grandparent, my parents, my brothers, and when I start touring, become independent at the age of 15, I support all my family. I didn't need help from nobody. So when I created my band in 99, I stopped working with the people. I said, I want to just be my own boss, do my own job. And all the doors were open for me, like fast. I live in New York almost 23 years now. I never work, only music. So which is something that I will consider that, you know. And I see a lot of musicians in New York, they're suffering. They have 2-3 jobs, but I didn't. So that's a blessing, because your teacher, all my teachers love me, because my father was also teacher, you know, as a jolly. So respect your teachers, respect people around you in general. Your parents, you know, very like importantly. So when you respect them, everything they will say to you will come with a lot of power. So I say it will take a time, but you will find your way. So the song is about that. Don't rush. Your time will come. Enjoy this one. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yakuba Sisoko on Kora and Musa Diabate on Ngoni, live on WFHB, and they'll be performing at Lotus tonight at the Buskirk Chumley Theater from 10:30 to 11:45 with the full band Thea, or a part of the full band Thea. Is there anywhere that you'd like to point our listeners to in terms of social media, online, where they can find out more about you?
Yes. Well, I have a Facebook page. It's Yakuba Sisoko. Just, Yakuba is Y-A-C-O-U-B-A, Sisoko with a S-I-S-S-O-K, because sometimes the people write Sisoko with a C, but mine start with the S. And that's a Facebook. They will see me with the Kora. No, they can't miss that. And Instagram is Jacob Dilly. So I post a lot of things on those social media. And my website is yakusiskora.com. You know, Yaku, Y-A-C-O-U, Sis, like half of my last name, S-I-S, and Kora. Yaku ciscora.com. That's it. That's my website.
Perfect. Yeah. Thank you again so much. And a big thanks to our engineer, Jim Lang. Thanks to executive producer, Christine Brackenoff. And we'll send it back over to Gus Travers for the rest of the show.
Thank you.